share something with you guys. Some of you might have heard this story. It's about a girl that just got a car, and she's about to go out with her friends, and her mom runs out, and her mom tells her, just take Jesus with you tonight. Wherever you go, just take Jesus with you. And embarrassed in front of her friends, they all laugh. And this girl tells the mom, there's no space for Jesus in this car. You can go in the boot. Unfortunately, that night, they got into a massive car accident. This is a true story. The whole car was wrecked, but the boot had no scratch on. My point to this story is, Jesus was there. He was there where she placed him. And Jesus is moving through the space. The Holy Spirit is here tonight. And we always ask, but where is God in this situation? And I want to tell you, He's about to move, and you will feel Him if you place Him there. Don't put Him in the boot. Put Him here. Put Him here. Put Him around you. He's here. He's ready to feel Him move. Let's worship.
Speed.
you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you, God. Come and do what you do. 'Cause we need a move. We need a move. We welcome you to move. We need a move.
Sing the chorus again, and instead of saying we, I want you to say I. And I want you to make it personal for you, because I believe that you need a move. And if you don't need a move, I need a move. And I'm trusting God for a move. And as you make it personal, just experience it. I am here. For you,
come and do what you do.
Just surrender to
it. I am here for you. Come and do what you do.
Set my heart.
Set my heart on you. Come and do what you do.
So I need a move.
I need a move.
Miracles happen when you move. come and do what you do. I am here for you. Come and do what you do. Set my heart on you. Come and do what you do. 'Cause I need a move. I need a move.
Atmosphere. If this is your first time at Encounter, this is what heaven sounds like. And we are here just to have an encounter with God. And if you're wondering why we're singing so much, because we want to have an encounter with God. And I want to encourage you, you can make yourself comfortable. You don't have to stand, you can sit, you can lie on the floor, you can do whatever you need to do to have your encounter with God. But we're going to worship, and we're just really going to see God's face. And we're going to trust that God's going to move in this place, as He has already been moving in this place. And we're just going to worship, and we're going to sing it. We're going to seek His face. And we're going to seek who He is. And we're going to get everything that we need from Him. You see, the Bible says that God knocks on the door. But you and I, we need to open that door. Because if we don't open that door, God's not going to come in. And this is what's happening right now, is God is standing at the door of your heart and He's knocking. And He's saying, won't you let me in? Won't you let me in? Because you see, when the Bible says that when you let Him in, that He sets out a table before you. He sets out a feast before you. The psalmist says, in Psalm 23, he says, He sets a table in the presence of my enemies. If you want to see your enemies turning red in the face, then they need to see the blessing of God on your life. Because they will see that God blesses you. And they will see that He sets a table for you in front of them. And when you sit, and when you partake of that table, it's in their presence. They are there. They see it. They don't go away. But the difference is, where they were first going to mock you and scorn you, they now stand amazed at the glory of God. And I want to encourage you with this, that God is knocking on the door of your heart tonight. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but maybe you're here for the very first time, or maybe you've never given your heart to God before. I'll tell you now, He's knocking at the door of your heart. And if you would let Him in, I promise you, your life will never be the same again. There's some people here that have tried over and over and over again the same thing, over and over, and every time you did it, you've expected a different result. I want to encourage you that God is knocking at the door of your heart. And if you will let Him in, He's going to do something new. See, the Bible says that we cannot put new wine in old wineskins, because that means that God needs to transform us. He needs to make us new. See, when He makes us new, He pours in new wine. You know what new wine represents? It represents blessing. It represents anointing. It represents everything that God has for you. You see, maybe you've been in church for a while and you've experienced the past and you've experienced the revivals of the past, but lately you find that maybe you don't experience God the same way like you did in the past. I tell you, tonight is a night that God is pouring out a new wine. He's pouring out a new wine. He's pouring out a new anointing. He's doing a new thing. He's a creative God. The things of the past was great, was awesome. But you know what? God has got more things in store, because the latter rains are always much better than the former rains. So I want to encourage you that God is knocking at the door of your heart. He's here. He is here.
Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 'Cause miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room.
How do I say
and the cross that you hold. For the love you poured out and ransomed my soul, my heart pours out this thankful song. You don't have to come, but you always do. Show up in splendor and change the whole room. You don't have to come, but you always do. You show up in splendor and change the whole world. You broke through all of my walls, you conquered my shame, stepped into my past, filled my world with grace. You didn't have to come, but you wanted to. You stepped through all of my walls, you conquered my shame, stepped into my past, filled my world with grace. You didn't have to come, but you wanted to. You don't have to come, but you always do. You show up in splendor. Change the whole room. You don't have to come, but you always do. You show up in splendor and change. For the way that you love and the way that you come, for all that you've done, all that you don't have to come, but you always do. You show up in splendor and change. Don't have to come, but you always do. You show up in splendor.
Even if I can see it, you're working. giving me life and feeling you working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
He's the way maker.
Yes.
I don't know where you are tonight, what is in your way. I don't know what promises God has given you and you still don't have it, you're longing for it, but you thought it is gone. You thought that God has forgotten about you. God says, no, I know about you. I haven't forgotten about you. I know you by your name. I created you in your mother's womb. And God says, I'm the way maker. I'm the promise keeper. And my promises over your life is the truth. And that is what we need to believe tonight. We must stop believing the lies of the enemy over our lives and start believing and confessing the truth and the promises that God has spoken and released over our lives. Maybe 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, some of you 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. God is not a man that he should lie. He's a God of truth. And tonight I want you to know that God wants you to think a little bit back to the promises that He has given you, to the promises out of His Word that He has given you, and it has not come to pass yet. God says it will come to pass. It will, because it is the truth. It is not a lie. David was in a situation in his life. In Psalm 46, verse 1 and 2, he says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea, I don't know what situations in your life are crumbling down. It feels like there's earthquakes around you. Your life is shaky at the moment. God knows about you. And then he says in verse 10, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Even when things are shaking around you, even though the enemy tells you lie after lie after lie that you are not good enough, that you will never make it in life, that you don't have what it takes, that you are not loved by God, then the Word of God says, be still and know that I am God. What a promise! Maak nie saak waardeur jy vanaand gaan nie, maak nie saak wat jy face nie. Be still and know that He is God. He's the creator of the universe. He's the way maker. He's the promise keeper.
You're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working.
And He will never stop work on your behalf. Even while we don't see it, even while we don't feel it, He's working behind the scenes for you and me so that we can experience the victory every moment of our life in Jesus' name.
I can feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even if I can feel it, you're working. Even if I can see it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working.
You know what? God is so good to you.
Yes.
God is so good to you. The fact that we are here tonight, gathering in peace, without anybody coming in with guns, without someone trying to stop us worshiping God. God is so good to us. He's so good to you and me. And we're going to end tonight by declaring God's goodness. And we're going to send you home with a song that declares God's goodness. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to sing of God's goodness?
Even if I feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working.
Come on,
even if I can see it, you're working. Even if I can feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even if I can see it, you're working. Even if I can feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. That is who you are.
Tonight we lift your name on high. Father, we have so much peace tonight, knowing who you are. Father, we're not working towards something. We already received everything by your grace. And Father, tonight I just declare your supernatural peace over everyone in this place. Lord, that as we're going to walk out of this building tonight, that we will know that your peace doesn't stay here. Your peace is in us.
Yeah.
And we leave this building with your peace. And wherever we go in this week, where there's a shaky situation, where there's a waar daar miskien 'n bietjie moeilikheid is, 'n bietjie meer is. Father, we know that we are the carriers of your peace. We are the carriers of your presence. And wherever we walk, wherever we put our foot in, we carry your presence. And your presence will manifest because of you that lives inside of us. And Father, we thank you for that. Thank you that you've given us the victory. Thank you that you are the way maker. En al weet ons nog nie hoe die paadjie môre gaan lyk nie. Lord, you are the way maker. You are the promise keeper. You are the light in the darkness. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Can everybody say amen?
My God, that is
amen. I just wanna quickly, next Sunday evening, we're gonna have a chat room. There's some testimonies that's going to be shared next Sunday evening. There's a guy that was bound in drugs and alcohol and a lot of weird stuff, but God has set him free. He's going to come and testify. There's a guy that's going to come and testify that hy by die dood omgedraai. Die dokters het gesê dis verby. But God said it wasn't over yet. And there's a lady that's going to come and testify about a lot of stuff that has happened in her life and how God has changed her life for the better. You don't want to miss next Sunday evening. We're going to sing this song again, but you're welcome to go. We are done. But you can still stay another minute or two just to enjoy God's presence. Be blessed. Enjoy.